One on, one out, one run in. Skeens to the belt, and he pitches. And a swing and a miss, and he struck him out with a slider. Skeens delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Side retired. 1-2-3, and that's Paul's second strikeout at the end of 1.5.
And Paul's 1-2 to Lantigua. Swing and a foul tip, held on to by Cook. That's a punch out on that splitter.
One on, one out, one run in. Skeens to the belt, and he pitches. And a swing and a miss, and he struck him out with a slider. Skeens delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Side retired. 1-2-3, and that's Paul's second strikeout at the end of 1.5.
And Paul's 1-2 to Lantigua. Swing and a foul tip, held on to by Cook. That's a punch out on that splitter.
Yeah, man, we're going to get a lot more of that starting tomorrow, weather permitting. Paul Skeens, it's Paulapalooza here. I'm excited today. I'm also hyped on espresso. Paul's Ice. I don't know. Is Paul Skeens already more famous than you? Is he the most famous Paul in town, or does he have to have at least one good start?
No, I would think so. I would think that Paul Skeens is already the most famous Paul in town. I'm trying to think of other Pauls that we've had. Have we had any?
We've had a Paul Martin. We've had Paul. Anybody else? Paul Mahomes.
Paul Alexander. Paul Mahomes. Wasn't that his name? The pitcher.
Yeah, the old pitcher
from the Pirates.
Oh yeah, was that his name?
Paul Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah.
How about Paul Martino?
Yes.
Is he a media
KDKA?
Guy?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think he's retired now.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Frank Caliendo was just here.
Yes.
He was just in that seat over there, and Paul and I both had unbelievable interactions with this man, who I think is the foremost impressionist, if that's the right title, in the entire country. I went out to meet him, and he's smaller than I thought, and he thought we had met before. He thought we had met before.
Which is surprising, Joe, because I don't know how anyone could have met you and it been forgettable.
Well, no, he remembered. That's the thing.
Okay,
I forgot, but I don't think it actually happened. That's the thing. But more importantly, I then walked around the corner, and he's a wonderful man as well. Just a, you know, normal run-of-the-mill guy. Nice man.
Right.
Then this Paul Zeiss, I come back and he's interacting and there's a whole crowd around, and I walked up to Frank and I said, imitating this guy could make you famous. And I pointed to Zeiss, and apparently that topic had already been broached.
Yes.
We need that to happen. We need it to happen. I just met a lovely woman named Katie who works at the Improv, I think, or somewhere, can get comics. She can get comics on our show and comics when they come to town. So we need to do that. But the real, let's not bury the lead. He didn't know he was talking to Frank Caliendo. He didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Well, limits. I mean, I wasn't sure who he was. I mean, I had heard the earlier guy's show as I was driving in, so I knew he was on the air, but I didn't know that's who it was. He was standing there. I mean, like,
that's amazing. And he was impressed with you, I think.
Yes. Well,
I think
think what he liked about me was that he really kind of figured out quickly there's a lot of different things that he can imitate about me.
You are imitation gold, my friend.
People love that for some reason.
Like I said to Frank, imitating this guy could make you famous. We're going to play some clips from him, too. I think he did Mel Kiper with a scouting report on Doran, which was absolute gold. Of course, John Madden might be his most famous impersonation, the one he's known for best. I don't know. He's in town this weekend performing.
And he does them on ESPN a lot, right?
Oh yeah. He's truly, truly gifted.
Yeah.
And seemed like a really nice guy, by the way. But it is Paulapalooza. Paul, I wish you were here yesterday.
Paulapalooza.
Right. Saturday at PNC Park. I wish you were here yesterday. We had the Air Force coach. We're gonna replay parts of that interview because he was unbelievable. On Skeens. Listen to this story, and I'll encapsulate it quickly. Skeens is at the Air Force, okay? He established himself as a sophomore as, like, not just the leader of the team, but the leader of the whole school.
Okay.
His coach, said that if he had stayed there at Air Force, his name is Mike Keselowski, that Skeens would have been, quote, our wing commander here in charge of all 4,000 cadets. The dude used to take the American flag and, you know, somebody brings it to every one of the sporting events. It was him. He'd bring it to the women's soccer game. He'd bring it to the softball game, whatever. Skeens was there with the flag. So one day they're getting ready for, I think, a game maybe. But every day at the Air Force Academy, they play retreat followed by the anthem when the day starts to wind down is I believe, the regimen there. So the baseball players are lined up. Skeens among them, and they can see the football team practicing too, like all the fields you can observe. They notice that two of the video guys for the football team are not really in the position, standing the way you're supposed to stand for the anthem, especially because there had just been a tragic loss of life in Afghanistan with American military members. So after the anthem, he said Skeens ran up the hill, confronted these two cadets and said, we just lost 13 Americans in Afghanistan. Stand at the fricking proper position of attention. And he was covering up what Skeens really said. And he said, that's the type of person this guy is. He didn't look to his left and right and say, hey, what do you guys think? Did they do the... No, he went up there and took care of business. He absolutely loves this guy. He was great. We had the LSU coach talking about if Skeens could hit at the major league level. We're going to get into that. A bunch. We had Jerome Bettis.
I saw that you had Jerome Bettis yesterday. How did you get Jerome Bettis yesterday?
I don't even remember. It was all a whirlwind. Oh, Joey Moore from the Joe Moore camp.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Got us Jerome. I just wished you were there, man. It was great, but we're going to bring back some of it today. And look at today's show. As we do JP Roofing and Siding, rundown of what we have going on today. I'm going to replay for you the LSU guy in Ohtani.
Okay.
See what we think of that. We have Jonathan Mayo, preeminent baseball prospect guy, talking about Skeens. I'm going to have the Air Force replay of that story from the coach there. We have, listen to this. Your buddy from Altoona. Tell us who this is.
Justin Weiss. He's a Bethel Park alum, former draft pick of the Pirates. He pitched with Paul Skeens in Double A last year. He was also roommates with Jared Jones in Altoona.
How about City Limits?
Yes. Is he still pitching or what is he doing?
He is, yes, pitching in Altoona this year.
Oh, nice.
That's the lovely voice of Austin City Limits Bechtold, who's becoming a star. I'll play Bettis on Najee for you. Ray Fittipaldo, Bob Walk. This is like taking candy from a sleeping baby here. The show's already mapped out. It would be easy to take candy from a baby under any circumstances, wouldn't it, Limits? Now imagine if the baby was sleeping, how easy it would be, right?
Easy as cake.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of interesting angles at the Paul Skeens thing.
Yeah.
I just wish it was tonight, not tomorrow night. We have to wait a whole nother day.
Man, I was thinking today. These guys are already friends, Jones and Skeens. They play video games, apparently, together, Fortnite, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. I've never played it. But anytime you have two alpha males in the same jurisdiction like they're going to have, there's a healthy competition.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
And I just bet Jared Jones is thinking to himself, oh, everybody in the country is going to be here tomorrow. MLB Network's going to televise that game.
Yeah.
The whole city's talking about tomorrow. That's cool and great, and I love Skeens. But wait till you see what I do tonight.
Yeah.
He seems like that type of competitor.
I think they're both going to be that type of competitors. And they're both going to push each other. I think they're both going to be the kind of guys that say, oh, okay, you did that.
Hold my beer.
You did that on your start. Wait till you see what I do on my start. The only thing that could go sideways is if Skeens is bad tomorrow night.
I know.
That's the only thing that could really ruin the entire mood of all of this stuff. And I've thought about that possibility, and I'm like, nah, he's too good of a pitcher to come in and get bombed. But that would be the only thing that would sort of ruin the festivities. Tell you the other thing that's kind of funny, almost like in the middle of the night, and maybe I didn't see it till late, but They also kind of quietly announced, oh, yeah, by the way, that Nick Gonzalez guy, he's coming up too.
Yeah, he was in the trunk. when Skeens,
coming up too.
He was in the back seat with Libby and Paul.
Skeens and Dunn drove up here, and then they popped the trunk, and out popped Nick Gonzalez.
The guy who might,
here.
Yeah, the guy who might actually help us. he's here. He's coming too.
So he should be in the lineup tonight.
I would hope.
I would hope. I don't know why else you'd bring him up, but again, I think we're burying the lead. Look at this guy, Paul. Look at Little Limits.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the dark there. He now has a Crowley-like mustache, and he ordered a special Paul Skeens number 30 jersey that has arrived and that he's wearing. Tell us where you got
stand
it.
Stand up. Let me see it.
Yeah, man. Let's see that.
It's got the number on the front
look at
and on
that.
The side.
That is gigantic. That's beautiful.
Name on the back. Let's see the back.
Name on the back.
Turn around, Limits.
Oh, look at this.
What a man
it's
you
incredible.
Are.
I'll be wearing this at the game tomorrow. That's if anybody spots a Skeens jersey, it's me.
It's Limits with a mustache. Will you be bringing your pirate flag that you brought to the last game?
Potentially. I brought it to the home opener. They have not won a game I've attended since, so maybe not a good idea to bring it.
I would urge everybody there, and perhaps we could start a movement. You know how McCutcheon has started everybody dress in black for the games, Paul? I think tomorrow should be mustache day. I think if you have one, great. If you have a beard, turn it into a mustache like Crowley did, or wear a fake one.
I think Crowley actually has the mustache. I've seen, actually, believe it or not, on social media, a couple of people now that have gone to the Skeens mustache
Let's
thing.
Start that movement.
I think Crowley, it's already happening.
Crowley looks better than he ever did, and that's not even, I'm not even kidding. I'm not saying he looked bad before. He looked awful, but now he looks great.
And you could tell he really
I'm
likes
surprised,
it.
I'm surprised Pony hasn't done the...
I think he will, either fake or real mustache.
He's usually a guy that does that.
And I think I could get a little. I haven't shaved in a week. I could get a little mustache going.
I could easily do it if I wanted to do it.
Yeah, yours is.
I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. Otherwise, I think if I was going to the game, I might just do it just for the heck of it.
Let's make it mustache day out there at 412-928-9370. If you're able to sport a real one, go for it. If you need to do a fake one, the Pirates should be handing out mustaches at the door.
Yeah, fake mustaches. Why not?
I would be willing to bet that's going to be a promotion at some point. Something to do with mustaches.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And you should have heard his coach from Air Force, who is a 20-year military officer who has flown combat missions in planes.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of the Skeens mustache. Yeah. I'll play that clip for you, too. Not a fan.
Think about this guy, though. He was at Air Force Academy.
Big fan of Skeens, doesn't like the mustache. What?
Think about Paul Skeens was at the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
That tells you he's smart.
Very.
It also tells you he's extremely disciplined. Right?
All of that.
It tells you that he also has a sense of loyalty. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of values that you learn. You know, regardless of how you feel, I mean, there's some people that are pacifists that don't like military stuff. But to me, if I hear that somebody is in the military, there's a certain image I have of that person of, you know, they value loyalty. They value, you know, respect. They value discipline. They value, you know.
For sure.
You add all of that to the fact that he's extremely competitive and obviously extremely talented. Yeah, we might be talking about a completely different thing than we've seen here, you know, even with Jared Jones.
I think we're allowed to wonder, because if this was Sidney Crosby, the minute that the Penguins won the lottery to get him, we started wondering, is he going to be one of the greatest hockey players of all time?
Yeah.
So why can't we wonder that about Skeens?
I was on the nightly sports call with John Steigerwald the night the Penguins won the lottery, so everyone knew they were going to get Sidney Crosby. And it's exactly what 25 minutes or however long that show is. 25 minutes, that's exactly what we talked about.
Jeff Passan just wrote that this dude is the hardest throwing starting pitcher in baseball history. He's been clocked his fastball.
At 103, right?
He said 102-1, but maybe 103 a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the hardest throwing starting pitcher in the history of the game. And then to what you just talked about, Paul, and these coaches mentioned yesterday, especially Air Force, and the guy from the Air Force, Coach Kaz, started recruiting Skeens when he was, or at least scouting him, when he was a freshman in high school. And Skeens was 5'9", 155 as a freshman in high school. 5'9". He grew like a foot, almost a foot, 9 inches, and practically 80 pounds by the time he got to Air Force. And he said he got there as a catcher. and he called his own games. So that tells me that this guy is under no illusion that he's going to come up here and blow away major league hitters with 100-mile-an-hour heat. You're just not. He knows how to pitch.
Yeah.
He has an arsenal, and he knows how to use it.
Did I see something else about he's the quickest first-round pick to get to the majors?
In 35 years.
In 35 years or something like that?
Yeah. So credit the Pirates for that, really.
I mean, seriously, we've all given them a hard time, but
they did what they should do, what they had to do.
And not just that, they did it faster than anybody else has done it.
Well, yes. And I think that
this
prospect merited that.
Right. It's just good. I mean, it's just one of those things where you have to give them credit. I know we like to give them a hard time sometimes about certain things that they do, but they got this guy up quicker than pretty much any other player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now, I mean, think about this. The only thing that could be a wild card is the weather. But for the most part, the buzz around town right now is all about baseball. It's all about the Pirates. It's all about, you know, Paul Skeens. It's all about, let's get to tomorrow. And to your point, the fact that Jared Jones is pitching tonight is almost now an afterthought, even though he's the guy we circle every time he's around because he's going to do something that, you know, whether it's blow a bunch of guys away or, you know, get out of a jam with a ridiculous, you know, couple of strikeouts.
Yeah.
He's as exciting and fun as a pitcher that I can remember watching in a long, long time. He's almost an afterthought right now because everyone wants to get to tomorrow already.
Is he on an extra day rest, Jones, or no? I think
Skeens is on an extra day.
Man, I can't wait to watch that. Listen to this, Paul. So he comes into Air Force as a freshman, and his coach tells me, yep, he'd catch 2 games a week, and he'd be the closer every weekend. he said a 6'6 leadoff guy that hit over 400, had double-digit jacks and double-digit saves. He said he caught for 8 innings against LSU. He would later transfer there. He catches 8 innings against LSU, then goes out and throws 100 as the closer. Is that incredible?
I mean, it just goes to show you about, you know, what an incredible athlete he is. Like, could you imagine this guy if he, I don't know if he even has taken up the sport yet, but could you imagine this guy on the golf course?
Basketball court, anywhere.
I bet you anything he tried to do, he'd be really good at. You know?
For sure. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the fact that he could catch for 8 innings, then get up and go pitch.
Close his own game.
And blow guys away, right?
I told the guy maybe he'll pitch to himself on Saturday. I mean, this is unprecedented stuff. But we'd be remiss if we didn't quickly. And your thoughts on Skeens here, 412-928-9370. We're going to do a little over-unders. It's fair to wonder, is this guy going to be one of the greatest pitchers ever? Why shouldn't we wonder that? When we read and hear and watch the stuff that we've seen from reasonable people like Jeff Passan, why shouldn't we wonder if he's going to be an all-time great? He's a generational type of talent. But we need to get into at least a six-pack here, a very quick one.
By the way, does your daughter follow Livy Dunn or Livy Dunn?
Probably.
Or whatever,
She's one of 8 million if she does.
My daughter pointed out that she's got 8 million followers.
She's more famous than him.
Oh, absolutely. Right now.
Yeah.
Give it about 2 or 3 years, especially if he's who we think he is.
Well, maybe even 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, if he's who we think he can be, give it a couple, at least about, you know, a year maybe, and he'll be more famous. But she's got 8 million followers.
Incredible.
And she's what, a gymnast or something, right?
Yeah. LSU gymnast and a social media star. She's absolutely listening right now.
I hope so.
And Livy, if you want to call in, be a guest today on the Joe Show with Paul Zeiss, 412-928-9370. Limits, I need a six-pack before you hit the phones. Give me the first item here today, please.
There she is.
All right, the Nick Gonzalez recall. Did she call right away?
No, I don't know. I'm just teasing. He's on the phone.
He has to start tonight, right? And bat where in the lineup, Paul?
I'd bat him...
First?
I would bat him high. Second?
So would I.
Probably second.
He's here to hit.
I would probably bat him second because, you know, he's been driving the ball. Why not? Bat him second. To me, you play him at second base. I would like to see What, you know, what, who are they, who, who's the pitcher, righty or lefty they're facing?
I don't know, but they got three good ones for the Cubs. Three really good ones. In fact, the guy tomorrow, Abada, Javier Abada, has like a one ERA going against Skeens. It could be a nothing-nothing game into the 10th.
So they have a righty pitching, which means it's going to be Tellez probably at first, right?
Yeah.
I would think. I would actually go with Connor Joe in right field. Why not?
Gonzalez at second.
And Gonzalez at second. Connor Joe in right field. I would probably, might even think about putting Oliveras in center field because he's actually been hitting a little bit. And Reynolds.
And yeah, I guess, okay with that as long as Gonzalez is in the lineup. Next
one. I guess you go with Grandal at catcher, but go ahead.
I guess. I'd go with Skeens at catcher tonight if it was me. Bud Dupree, Steelers are interested. Should they sign him? Adam Schefter reports interest. Let me tell you a little bit about Dupree. He actually played more snaps than I thought last year. He was up above 65% of the snaps, something like that anyway. And he had 6.5 sacks, Paul, and a bunch of stuffs, which is tackles at or behind the line of scrimmage. He had a couple forced fumbles. I think he's the perfect third or fourth guy, and he played 16 games. Sometimes these knee injuries, it takes you a long time to even feel like, you know, you can recapture any part of your best self. I'm all over this. I say yes if it's cheap. You?
I think he'd be really good. It gives you depth. Obviously, he's a guy that knows the Steelers system. You basically have, what do you have, Highsmith? You have Highsmith and Watt, basically, right? I mean, you got...
And Herbig.
Herbig. Mark Robinson, I think, although isn't he's an inside guy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just look at who they have. Really,
he'd be three. Three or four.
To be honest, looking at their depth chart, because that's right, Peyton Wilson is an inside guy.
Yeah.
Looking at their depth chart, they should go get him.
Why not? The Chargers are interested in a third. I think the Falcons are interested in bringing him back. All right, here's the big one. And again, we've buried the lead. City limits. Give me a new bottle, please. Or can. That's not a bottle. That's a can. All right, Paul. You've been publicly called out here. Your little birdie last week. And the thing that gets me with this is we deal in sports talk. We're on sports talk radio.
Yes.
This isn't Face the Nation.
Right.
We're not. Paul was very clear that his little birdie with the Najee Harris thing, this is not an official report. Paul didn't vet this story and report this story as definite fact according to his sources. This is sports talk. We deal in innuendo. We deal in rumor. We deal in speculation. And we announce it as such when we're doing that if it's not implied, which a lot of times it should be. And if one of us has an actual report according to sources, a report, we would announce it as such.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just a little birdie who told Paul that Najee asked the team to decline his fifth-year option. So we talked about it.
Right.
And then Najee's agent, Doug Hendrickson, has a tweet. Hey, at Paul Zeiss, your quote, little birdie source is a joke. Next time, do your homework and find a real source. Not true. Paul, the floor is yours.
I think you've actually laid it out there pretty clearly. I think I made it pretty clear. This is what a birdie has told me. The guy who's been right in the past, number one. Number two, what's this guy's name?
Doug Hendrickson.
Doug Hendrickson, right? You want to know why most people in the media get stuff wrong? Because they listen to agents. Because agents lie. Because agents are full of crap. Because agents do nothing but try and take up the water for their guy. Have you the next time an agent actually confirms a negative report or some report that they think is negative towards, the next time that happens will be the first time. So I'm not saying he's wrong or right, but don't come at me with that crap, you idiot. That's what I'm going to tell you that much right now. Because at the end of the day, I made it very clear. This is what a guy's telling me who he's never steered me wrong because he's dialed in with the right people. So, you know what? The bottom line is people on social media decide, you know what? Who do you believe? Who don't you believe? But the idea that just because some agent or some coach or even some player says something that necessarily makes it true it's a thing with fans, which, by the way, yesterday, Joe, I was like you yesterday. I was Dikembe Mutombo with the block party.
Right.
Because, you know,
as if this is proof
right.
that everything was wrong. Let's right. listen to a sports agent.
Exactly. But my point is maybe he's right, maybe
sure.
he's wrong.
But he thinks he doth protest too much.
A little too much. And the one thing about it is like when we were talking about it, I made it very clear. This is a birdie. This is what he's told
very
me.
Very clear.
He's
yes.
never, ever, ever, ever steered me wrong when he's given me a little tidbit of information, even some that went contrary to what was being reported by, you know, the people that report or cover the team. You know what? So I'm not that guy standing here saying, "Oh, I stand by my story or whatever."
Yeah.
All I'm telling you is what I was told by somebody who's got pretty good information. And just because, you know, an agent runs and shrieks like an idiot, I mean, that doesn't mean a thing to me.
Because
I've been in this business. Here's the thing, Joe, just like you, I've been in this business 30 years. Okay. 30 years. And generally, when stories are wrong, it's because people listen to agents. The worst scenarios are college basketball reporters, right, who all deal with the agents of these coaches, right, all the time. And it's why they're wrong half the time when they're talking about which coach is a candidate where, who's getting the job where, who's doing this, who's getting a contract here, right? Agents, and God bless them. Their job is to represent their client. And their job is to make sure they represent their client and keep their client's name clean and keep their client, you know, and anything that could be a detriment to their client's market value, whatever, they're going to fight against. And they're going to, but that doesn't mean they're telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you and I had a conversation. I said, this is what, I made it very clear. Here's the other thing. What's his name? Doug. Dan. Whatever the hell
your
name is.
By the way, you're welcome to come on, Doug.
Whatever the hell your name is, I don't care about this guy. But here's the thing. You and I work for a newspaper. If I wanted to really vet it and turn it into a report, right? Wouldn't I have written it about it in the newspaper we work for?
Yes, this is Sports
Talk
Radio.
This is Sports Talk Radio.
Some people leap to, oh, that means that you lie? No.
No.
It means sometimes trade rumors will come up, and we'll talk about them and couch it like, hey, if this is true, what do you make of it? If it's true that, and I think I said that phrase the other day, like, yeah. if your birdie is right, yeah. what do we make of this? And it is interesting, by the way, that Najee has since shown up at the facility, doesn't seem to be angry at all. Everything seems to be fine. As Pony said yesterday, if you were an employee and you were viciously angry at your employer for disrespecting you, and you were outspoken as Najee has been on many topics.
Right.
Interesting. That's all I'll say about that, is it's interesting. And I'll tell you another thing. The people at our website do a tremendous job day to day to day, but they didn't do you any favors the other day with a headline that said, Zeiss, Najee requested Steelers decline his fifth-year option. That's not exactly what went down there. You said a little birdie told you that happened. That makes it sound like you did have a report on it, and it wasn't a, quote, report. It was us talking about... You want to call it a rumor,
a
little nugget,
whatever,
little birdie,
a little nugget,
whatever.
A little birdie told me that.
And we'll talk about it. It's just sports. Just sports. And now half the people out there who are ripping you are the same people who probably saw when people would say Steelers may sign Russell Wilson. Oh, the media, what a joke. They're always doing stuff like this.
Right.
You know, rumors like this. The Steelers would never do that. Justin Fields. They're not trading for Justin Fields, stupid media. They got both. Right? They got both. So take it for what it is. This is sports talk. And if we have a real report, like an honest to goodness, hard news report on something, we will couch it as such.
Absolutely. But here's the other thing, Joe, what I found. People are going to believe or want to believe whatever it is that they want to believe.
And what they want mostly to believe in pro sports, that everything's happy.
Right.
Najee loves everything
exactly.
about the Steelers. There's no upset here. Everything's happy. Everything's good. The Steelers are great.
Right, and that's the whole point to me. It's like when people are fans, if you report something like, especially I'll tell you, if we, when we report, for instance, that somebody is like the head coach of a team is looking at another job, right? The immediate response is what? Idiot fanboys from that team attacking you. You're just trying to hurt our institution. You're just trying to blah, blah, blah. He's not going anywhere. Yada, yada. You're just an idiot hack. And then he leaves and crickets. You know, the greatest example of this, but this is, you and I have been in this business for a long time. The greatest example of this. So Pitt's going to go to the ACC, right? So the year before Pitt actually joins the ACC, I go to ACC Media Days. ACC Football Media Days. And because I'm from Pittsburgh, I'm the new guy, they sort of set me up with John Swofford so I could have a seat and talk to him for a little bit, right? Who's the commissioner of the ACC. And, of course, he let slip, which I don't believe he let slip. I just let him – I just know that he, you know, he probably wanted, hey, I'm going to give the new guy a little nugget here. That they were working on some sort of a scheduling arrangement and partial membership for Notre Dame, which is a huge story, right? So I write the story. This is what's happening. You know, the ACC has always been, you have to be 100% all in or you can't be in. But they're going to change their thing, and they're going, you know, they're going to add Notre Dame, blah, blah, right? So I look on the Panther Lair message board, which is the message board. People are the worst people on the planet for the most part. And they're killing me, all of these people. I'm making things up. I'm speculating. I'm making things up because they were upset because Notre Dame was going to be a part of it, right? A week later, 2 weeks later, whatever it was, a month later, Notre Dame gets announced. I didn't hear a word from these people. I was an idiot who didn't know what I was talking about. And I broke probably the biggest story in college football in some ways that year. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't want Notre Dame to be a part of it because everyone, you know, people in, you know, in this town, in a lot of towns, they get jealous about Notre Dame. Why do they get to dictate their own rules? Listen, man, I didn't have an agenda here. I'm just telling you what I was told. You know what I'm saying?
And that's, in this case, somebody told you something. And the next time a little birdie tells you something, say it on the air and we'll talk about it. And part of what we'll talk about is this plausible? Could this be true? What do we think if it is true? That's sports talk. All of you read these one of the hugest number times of the year for listeners and people on our website is trade time. And all that is it's just sports. It's just sports, you know?
Right.
There's a report, rumor out there that the Steelers are after Brandon Ayuk. Are we allowed to talk about it or no? Or is it just silliness? I would imagine you as a listener, and I think most of our listeners are smart people who are able to sort of weed their way through what's being reported as hard fact and what we're just talking about because it's sports talk. And that was the case here.